Coming up, we're going crazy for hotels. From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 186 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com for your no-obligation quote. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams, and today I am joined alongside by my co-host, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Hey.
Did you say quote?
No.
Yeah, that bang was me. I was doing one of these guys, and I slammed my elbow on the counter.
He was doing his best impression like of Popeye the Sailor Man, and that's how it came out. Yeah, so joined by Rhino Clavin, co-host.
Hello.
Not goat. Just a co-host.
A goat.
I actually might have said goat or co-host.
You said,
or
let the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel give you a... I didn't even say words.
A no-obligation quote.
Quote.
Quote?
Quote. Quote. Quote.
Well, dreams can give you a quote, too, I guess. They can do so many things and more. Oh, so welcome to this week's episode. As I already said, we have a fun one for you. Not really fun. This is one of those informational episodes. So we are, at this point, we had to pre-record some episodes. We have a busy travel schedule coming up. Rhino's gone for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I am also gone on vacation, I believe, the week that this episode is actually being released, so we needed to pre-record, so when we do that, we try to come up with good, boring episodes for you that aren't exciting, aren't fun, or more informational, and we figured with just a couple weeks away from the grand opening of Universal's latest hotel, Universal's Aventura Hotel.
Aventura.
Yeah, it's still the Ace Ventura Hotel to me. It'll always be that. But yeah, with the opening of Universal's Aventura Hotel, we figured it's a good time to kind of go back over all of the hotels for those of you who are still slightly new to Universal Orlando Resort, as well as maybe staying on site even. Maybe you've been going to the parks now and you're starting to think about on site with a new hotel. That brings the current total on property up to up to six hotels. So that's a lot. We have then Endless Summer coming up in the future as well, and much more. So it's a lot to handle, and we want to keep you up to date. So this isn't going to be a thorough overview on all the hotels, all review, everything like that. We're probably just going to talk about 5 minutes on each hotel, just some of the basics, what you expect, theming, all of that, give our short, brief opinions on them. But we just want this to be somewhat helpful. So a nice place where you can get it all in a quick, easy punch. So we have to start with the original, the one that has been around for eons to you and me, or really just since 1999. But it seems like a lot longer. It's almost coming up on that 20 years.
I don't know which one
years.
Is the first one.
Oh, well, the first one is Loews Portofino Bay.
I was guessing
so
wrong.
The Portofino Bay Hotel is the original hotel on Universal property. It's based off of Portofino, Italy. So, you know, every single advertisement on here about Portofino is experience la dolce vita.
We've been to Italy now. Yeah, we can speak to this.
It's living the sweet life, la dolce vita. So,
oh, like Ricky Martin, if he were Italian.
Exactly. This place is perfect if you're Puerto Rican looking for an Italian hotel.
What a description.
Listen, you're the one who threw Ricky Martin in.
I will always throw Ricky Martin in.
He is Puerto Rican, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, you're correct.
I'd only have to edit it if I was wrong about his heritage.
Yeah, he is from Puerto Rico.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. So yeah, now we've been to Italy. I know people love when we bring it up. But, you know, when you don't fly overseas very often, you bring up a lot when you go somewhere new. But we didn't go to Portofino, so we can't really speak on it in that way. But we have seen the architecture, the history, the heritage of Italian culture. And I would say it's decently represented here at the hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I know some people feel differently about it. Some people walk in there and say, like, oh my gosh, this takes me back to Italy. I don't quite get that.
No, I don't feel like that either. It's nice, though. Yeah. That's not to say it's not nice. This is the only one of these resorts I've stayed at Sapphire Falls.
Yeah.
But this was the first Universal resort I ever stayed at of the two.
Yep. No, and really, this is the flagship hotel of Universal, so it is definitely the most luxurious.
Oh, very
the
fancy, most, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
this
yes,
is yes. romantic. So I would say this actually... It's perfect for a lot of spectrums. It's perfect if you're older, looking for a nice, relaxing time away, because it's also pretty far off away from the parks. Yeah. It's a decent haul. Like, if you walk or take the boat, either way, you have to leave yourself a good amount of time.
That's not me.
I don't think that was me either.
It came from down below me somewhere.
I don't know. That was weird. Doesn't matter either way. So, anyways. Hey, to everyone out there, you don't have a message. Don't worry about it. It's all good. But yeah, no, it's more off and secluded. So it's perfect for if you're older, maybe not looking to go to a lot of the parks, just trying to have a little bit of a relaxing vacation. I think it's perfect for couples looking to have a nice romantic getaway. At the same time, I think it's actually perfect for families. The pool there is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's got two nice pools. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I know the one you're talking about, the family pool, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then even the recreation is great around there. And at the end of the day, depending on how old the kids are, they might just love running around the piazza and just having fun.
Some piazza in the piazza.
Exactly. So there's a lot there in terms of who it's for. Just to give you an idea of the rooms, there's lots of different availabilities from standard rooms, piazza view rooms, not great view rooms, club level suites. It's got everything.
The Despicable Me suites were here. Room, I believe. Oh, that's what the Despicable Me ones are. Yes. Interesting.
That's where they are. So, but just for like your standard basic room, it starts at $264 per night plus taxed, and that's based on a 4-night stay, and that's Universal's base pricing that they list on their website. You can obviously get a better deal, you can get a worse deal, but it's regardless, you can still get a very affordable room here for sure.
It's a lot less than I thought it was going to be honest with you. Like sometimes I think people have for like bad impressions of Universal from years past or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like I've had somebody once referred to it as like Six Flags or something like that. And I was like, you are way off base here. And I honestly think this is, the resorts are, if you've never experienced them, like this one, it would be worth just visiting, even if you're not going to stay here, because like you kind of take the turn into the main entrance and you see that big waterway right at the main piazza. And it's kind of like, wow, you automatically do get transported, you know, and it's very impressive.
Oh, absolutely. So some of the perks of staying there, the big ones, of course, is you get your unlimited express pass. So express pass is Universal's form of fast pass. Use it on all the rides that have it, which is basically everything now. You save a lot of money by having this, and it's just you're going to get on rides way, way faster than you would without it, especially if you're going towards a busier time of the year. So it's a big perk of having it there. You get your early admission to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and then that's basically the two main perks of that, but you have them. Just so we're continuing on other perks of staying at the hotel, you have some on-site dining right at the hotel, including Mamma Della's. This is like your classic family-style Italian eatery, so think about the look and feel that all chains go for when they're trying to come up with an Italian restaurant or your local mom-and-pop Italian shop. This is the same concept, same idea. A lot of love put into the food. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's just okay. But I've had more good times there than bad times. They also have Bice, and that is the upscale dining. Listen,
would
I know
you call me?
Unless people are just bamboozling me, they tell me it's pronounced Bice, but it's...
How do you say it? Well, how is it written?
Like Bice, as in Beau Bice.
Oh, I guess that kind of makes sense, yeah.
So, someone will tell me if I'm wrong. There's also Trattoria del Porto, and that's... That's kind of like their version of Islands Dining Room, which we'll get to that in a little bit over at Royal Pacific. Their quick service there is Sal's Market Deli, and this place is actually really awesome. So it's a little on the expensive side, but it's got pizzas. I've had some delicious Italian sandwiches here before. I had a meatball sandwich here one time that was just like absolutely to die for. So it's really, really good. And then plenty of bars as well too. They have the Bar American, which is the lobby bar, mm-hmm. and they usually have some good drinks and good beers on tap. Thirsty Fish is a fun like little waterside, not right on the waterside, but in the piazza with great views of the waterfront, all that. Nice little like kind of pub style little bar for you there. So it's open late, good place to hang out. Of course, pool bars, all that. There's a gelato store in there.
This connected is where to the I Starbucks. Did eat
yeah.
the gelato. I didn't ever need any of the other places, but I had gelato.
Yep, gelato is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. So not too bad. Not as good as it is in Italy.
No,
but hey,
no.
Hey, everything can't be as good as it was in Italy. And like we mentioned, there's the main pool, and that's the beach pool. That is your ones where families are pretty much going to go to hang out. And then they do have two other pools, the Villa Pool and the Hillside Pool, both awesome as well, too. Just the beach pool is definitely the go-to one for sure. That's the best one with the Roman aqueducts and all that. They have an arcade and plenty of shopping. The one Mandara Spa is over here. So
he loves it.
Yeah, he actually goes there. Not when he's just staying at the resort, just in general. So that's a big sign of the quality of that. But that's Portofino in a.
What about the singers?
Yeah, they're there.
They're sing. Serenade out every night at sunset. They come out.
They
you
do
hear
that.
It through your window.
This is a night. Listen, we're trying to convince people why they should go there, not sway them.
Well, away. I was in my room and I just could hear this voice all of a sudden. I was like, "What is happening?"
Yeah, I don't think they were singing Bella Notte though.
I don't know.
I feel like that'd be crossing boundaries there a little bit. But maybe I was wrong. Maybe they did decide to throw it into their repertoire. But moving on to the next hotel, it is the next one, Vicinity. It's the next closest. It's the next closest hotel. So Portofino is, as I said, it's pretty far out. It's actually closer to the Universal Studios Florida side of things. And then the one hotel that is right beside the entrance to Universal Studios Florida, and just like a rock's throw away or a stone's throw away, depending on who you are
or
where you're from.
Or rock stars thrown away.
Rock star is thrown away. You have the Hard Rock Hotel, and this is pretty straightforward in terms of theming. Who it's for? It's like you would expect a Hard Rock Cafe to be. Tons of pop memorabilia around. A lot of shiny things to look at. Marble everywhere. It's elegant and adorned, but it still has that edge to it. So, again, kind of like Portofino, this one has an eclectic range that I feel like it would appeal to. But while adults might enjoy it because you get to see some memorabilia from people that you knew and loved growing up and listening to them play and all that goodness stuff, I don't know why I can't think about any of this. Regardless, what I'm trying to say is I think it's best for kids and teens, honestly. I think this place would really appeal to them because the props and everything is really, really beautiful to look at. There's a lot of neat memorabilia there. Rhino goes crazy over the Lady Gaga stuff.
Mm-hmm. That is around. I think Rihanna's got some stuff there too.
Yeah, Riri. Madonna is featured in there as well. There's lots of great artists that are represented in this hotel. And just to give you an idea, like we did for Portofino, in terms of pricing, this hotel is going to start at $252 per night plus tax based on that four-night stay, and that's just their base one. Again, it can go higher, it can go lower. A lot of people love this hotel, so I know random times when I'm bored and just looking through, I've easily found rates for this that are higher than Portofino, but I get it. Proximity wise, it's Hard Rock. You can't really beat it. And then there's a lot of cool things about staying at the resort that are the benefits to it. And with perks, of course, just like Portofino, because this is also considered a deluxe hotel, it has your unlimited express, and it has that early park admission to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. So it's got those for perks. But I think the perks here actually come in towards the dining. So the signature restaurant on this property is The Palm. This is the steakhouse that you might have it in your city if you live in a larger city. So it started in New York. There's a bunch in L.A. and over the place.
I thought it was like the name of the restaurant. I didn't know it was like a thing. Okay.
No, it is a chain. So it's you can find it many places. I know there's – I think there's one in Atlanta. At least there was at some point in time. But it's I've heard people say hit or miss things about it, but the handful of times I've gone, it's always been absolutely incredible. But as long as you don't overcook the steak and you season it right, I'm basically going to be a happy person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's their specialty. That's what they do. And so if you're looking for a fine dining experience,
this is where I met Kylie.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it. I think it's an awesome place.
Yeah.
They also have the kitchen. And
I've never been here, but I've heard people like love it.
Oh yeah, no. Kitchen is pretty awesome too. Again, it's another place I've never had a bad meal at. So it's just kind of like Americanized food, but taken to a different level. So you're not just going to have boring cheeseburgers, chicken tenders, things like that. It's everything's going to have a slight twist to it, make it a little bit special. So like they always have the gator bites that I like there. I like anytime I can have gator without going to Gator's Dockside. Gator's good.
There used to be a sushi place right down the street from where we're actually talking about right now, and they had a sushi roll that had gator meat in it. Yeah. And I was like, it's good. And I also feel like I hate alligators because I'm afraid they're going to eat me at any point of the day, so I'll eat you first.
Oh, they should die. Horrible, miserable deaths. And I stand by that. All alligators.
I just don't like them. I know I'm big on like animals and everything like that, but alligators are one of those animals where I'm like,
no.
I can't justify you. You're going to sneak out and snatch somebody or something someday.
No. I don't need them. So they also, if you got a sweet tooth, they've got Emac and Bolio's, Rhino's classic Baston place. Started up there, moved down here at Hard Rock Hotel.
The ice cream you can get in there.
Yeah. And then, of course, they have some bars all throughout, too. Velvet Bar, that's where they also every now and then have their special Velvet sessions. And then the Beach Club, that's their pool bar. So they've got a lot. Speaking of a pool bar, that's right outside where the pool is. And this is one of those cool pools, their main one. It's got the underwater speaker system. Mm-hmm. So you can hear all the music anywhere you are in the pool. And I still enjoy that. I think even though other places started doing it now and it's not as interesting as it was before, I still think it's a nice little way to up the experience of going swimming here. So it's a Hard Rock Hotel. Might be for you, might not. That's your call. Of course, I mentioned that Hard Rock Hotel and Lowe's Portofino Bay are more on the Universal Studios Florida side of things. And I know I keep saying they're deluxe, and I think that's the Disney mindset of everything with it. We're so used to categorizing it like that. Technically, Universal would call those premier hotels. And then on the Islands of Adventure side of things, that's where we start getting into our preferred hotels, our prime value hotels as well, too. And the first preferred hotel is the one that's closest to Islands of Adventure, and that is Lowe's Royal Pacific Resort. So I think, Rhino, you have stayed here too, right?
I realized after we started talking that I have stayed here because I remember staying in the Jurassic Park room for like a night or two, maybe. I think we split the room.
Yes. No, yeah. We absolutely did. So, and even though you might say, well, that was a Jurassic Park suite. Well, we actually, with the suites, even now they're Jurassic World, the kids' room is themed, but the regular room is still an adult's room.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's a normal room. Sorry, not an adult room like that. That's silly of me to say. But so we have been in the regular room before. I've stayed here pre and post refurb. So I have lots of experience with that. And if you couldn't figure it out from the name Royal Pacific Resort, this is your South Pacific Resort. It's lush. It's beachy. It's but not beachy in
It's beaching.
not beachy in like a Caribbean style. This is very Pacific in every way. And I know people like to go to the Polynesian comparison right away.
I don't think it's fair. Thailand or the Philippines is kind of the impression I get a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. It's what I would expect from those places. Maybe even Vietnam. Anything like that that's not your like Fiji and Maui and places like that. This is kind of the opposite side of that. More
they pump up the humidity to really match it, you know.
Yeah. It's more of a like, it's like, okay, well, World War II. Well, bless you.
I tried to mute the mic. I couldn't get to it. Sorry.
I'll tell you, even if you wouldn't have muted it, it still would have been loud. That was quite the loud honker there. Okay, you're fully embarrassed now, but that's not going to stop us from talking about it. So, yeah, this is exactly like you've been saying. It is just, if you're, that's your type of relaxation, having that I'm in a complete different place in the Pacific Islands, if that's your style, then this is absolutely for you. And I don't want to keep beating the dead horse. I think this could be perfect for any age range, because with this one, it's just I see the romantic side to it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also see the relaxing side to it, and I also see the playful side to it. So I think this falls more in line with Portofino in terms of who this could appeal to. I think it's got a much wider range of people who might enjoy it. So rooms here start at $220 per night plus tax based on that four-night stay, like I've been saying. And again, keep beating the dead horse on it. Could be higher, could be lower, just depends on when you want to go and what the availability is. And you might remember I just described this as a preferred hotel, not a premier, but it still does come with the unlimited express pass. And that's because back when these were this was part of the only three hotels on property before Cabana Bay, they all just got unlimited express at them. So even now that they've kind of reconfigured the naming structure on the hotels, they are still continuing to give this hotel the free express. So it's a lot of times, if you're looking to stay on site to get free express, you'll find the best deals at this hotel because it does have that lower price point starting out. So it is something definitely that you should keep your eye on. And then like all the hotels, early access to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Now, some of the dining here, I already brought up Islands Dining Room once, and this is a dining room that serves breakfast and dinner, and it's just not really great, but it does have a Pan-Asian menu. Every now and then it has your wok. I believe that's on like Friday or Saturday nights and one other night, and it's not my favorite.
The characters out for that one?
No, the characters, they have a Despicable Me character breakfast. They'll be out for that one, so.
Where did we go that there were characters?
At Islands Dining Room, yes, but not during, like, dinner service.
Oh, okay. It's,
they do character breakfast there.
I didn't think we were eating breakfast, that's why.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
But
we had the amazing breakfast there.
Yeah.
We had a terrible dinner.
Yo, the dinner was horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
Yes. Another go-to place that we hit up there is Jake's American Bar.
This I like Jake's.
The bar and restaurant. It's a little bit on the pricier side, but it's got scorpion bowls. It's That's got a lot I of like craft Jake's. Beer.
Yeah.
No. And they even Jake's even is kind of like the go-to place when they do a craft beer pairing every. It's not every month, but it's pretty regularly that they do that. So a lot of good food there. Just classic. Classic bar and restaurant. They have the sushi bar. That's the Orchid Court Lounge and Sushi. And sushi here is actually reasonably priced and extremely fresh. So.
And they have a happy hour, too.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on Saturday nights, they have the Wantalon Luau. And it is an all-you-can-eat buffet with a show involved, too, a tropical Hawaiian show. So
that was an experience.
Yep, it was. I won't say if it was good or bad because, you know what, I think time has softened it. So it's probably time to go and redo it.
I think we should, honestly. I think we, because that was in the beginning of us, like, really getting into those types of, like, reviews and, you know, I don't even know that we brought our fancy cameras or anything like that.
And I have a feeling that we probably went in with the mindset of, like, oh, this is not super fancy from the offset. So yeah. I'm not going to have a good opinion. So we probably should go and do that again sooner than later. They also have the, just like any pool, you got a pool bar and you have the Bulla Bar and Grill. And we like this one. It's exceptional. It's better than the average one. So that's it for the dining. And then I just mentioned the pool, so I guess I'll say again, they have a big pool. It's actually a really, really massive pool. It's got a big kids play area right on top of it, not on top of it, but off to the side, so it kind of pushes all the kids off into their own little section on it. So, you know, if you're worried about lots of loud screamingness happening in there, I think this one is a nice balance. It gives kids an area to play, but an adult can still sit out and be able to read, soak up the sun without being completely overwhelmed. So that's it for Royal Pacific Resort. We'll move on to geographically the next hotel that's also a preferred hotel, and that's Los Sapphire Falls Resort. And this was the newest hotel until Aventura opens up, of course, which is just moments away. And while I just said all those nice things about Royal Pacific being so based in the beachiness of the Pacific and the islands, like you mentioned, Thailand, Singapore, all that, this is the opposite. This is your Caribbean paradise. And so you're going to walk around the resort, see a lot of stonework, you're going to see blues, you're going to see those whites. It basically tries to set up the atmosphere of white sandy beaches, and it does that. And I said it when we first reviewed it, and I still stand by it. This resort doesn't appeal to me. I don't like the Caribbean in any way, shape, or form. I think this is a beautiful hotel. It's very relaxing. It's very comfortable. I think it's very similar to Royal Pacific in terms of who it could appeal to. Anyone looking for that kind of like beachy resort getaway, this will definitely do it. Kids will feel at home here. Adults will have plenty of libations at some of the dining establishments around here. And I think if you're an islander type of vacationer, if you like cruises, this might be right up your alley. It just doesn't do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
it doesn't do it for you. I find it like unoffensive. I don't know what it is. I like the color schemes of the white and the blues and the things like that. And I like the smell of the hotel. I know that's a weird thing to pick, but it does have a very distinct smell when you're walking in.
Oh, if I was told like, oh, you have to stay here, I would be like, oh, okay, cool. But if I had my choice of the hotels,
yes,
it would not be my first one or second one, and maybe not my third one or my fourth. But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to get too particular in on that. But with the pricing, though, that's where it steps it apart. So your pricing based on the four-night stay, like we've been saying, is $160 per night plus tax. So it definitely dropping below the $200 a night line there. It's and like anything,
A friend of ours stayed in the presidential suite, and a friend of ours, I mean someone who works at this place, the Tyler and Katrina, for his birthday. And I just was happening to Google it, and I'm like, it was a very nice room and it was a very nice suite.
And we now know the price of it.
Yes.
At least the base pricing.
I am shocked. So
you are shooketh.
I am shooketh, yes, for sure.
So a little bit affordable rooms. In terms of benefits, though, because even though this is the preferred, but it's not one of the original ones, we lose express passes on this one. So no express pass at all, just your early park admission to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. I mentioned dining, and I think there is one extremely
yes,
awesome dining establishment here, and that is Strongwater Tavern.
Absolutely. I would even say, like, if somebody was like, well, I'll meet you there, I'd be like, I will meet you. Like, that's one of those places where it is a highlight in terms of just the places in Orlando, period, I think.
Yep. The quality of the cocktails there have not dropped at all. The food is still just as good as it has been. Just a really remarkable place. You can tell the people who work there must enjoy it. Otherwise, the quality probably would have dipped. I even like the New Dutch Trading Company. That's their little quick service location.
The ice cream over there is always really good. Yep.
It's I eat a lot non-expensive. Of ice cream. I think we can all tell that. Yeah. And we love the pool bar, the Drum Club canteen. And that had great food for a pool bar. And all pool bars are cool. The one thing I try to shy away from, of course, is Amatista.
Garbage.
And I can say wholeheartedly with no issue saying this, our experiences there during the opening weekend, I know that was 2 years ago. It was so bad.
Oh, no, I've been back.
Oh, you have been back?
Yeah, and recently. Oh. And it was still just as terrible. It was super... I'm telling you, the restaurant had like nobody in it either. And it was me, two of my friends. Tina was there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think there was maybe 6 of us. And it's because we had gone to Strongwater. Mm-hmm. And I think Tyler and Katrina had been staying at the resort. So we were all hungry. My friends were there. And we were like, you know what? Let's. And I was like, you know what? It's been a while. We can give it another try. We'll see. And it took... like it was so long that I like got up and had to ask more than once for somebody to give us our check. And then the food was like terrible too. So terrible.
It's still awful.
Don't go there.
I haven't been back in 2 years now, and I don't plan on going back for a while. Rhino just solidified that. So when we're looking to do a fun review where we just rip it apart, I guess that's when we'll go do it.
Yeah, we sure will.
Yeah. And they also added, a little while after opening, they added the Caribbean Carnival, and this is their take on kind of the Wantolon Luau over at Royal Pacific.
Except, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, no, this is one that I just haven't had time. It's very rare that when we finally get to a Saturday night that Rhino and I ever get to, like, you know, we're working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And so usually the days that we do take off and we enjoy for ourselves are a lot of times on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to make excuses. It's very hard to get in the mood to go work on a Saturday night.
Yes.
And so we'll do it eventually. But it is a thing that happens. You know, it features the food from Bahamas, Cuba, Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad, all the same places you can get food from everywhere else on the resort. But it also it brings in the songs and dances from those cultures as well, too. So it really sounds like this appeals to me even more than the luau. The luau, I've been to Hawaii. I've seen luau's before. That didn't really grab me, but... With the Caribbean Carnival, even though I've been to the Caribbean so much on cruises, I feel like you don't get to experience their culture because you're going to a cruise port. You're not going to meet these people.
You're not
people,
getting immersed so. in the culture.
So I feel like it'd actually be a way to do that. And if you're a pool fan, this pool here at this hotel is absolutely amazing. So just absolutely beautiful. It's massive, 16,000 square feet, sandy beach and cabanas, and just kids have a play area there, everything you could possibly want. Now, moving on to my favorite hotel. I don't think it's any surprise what that hotel is because I've said it over and over again. That is the fourth hotel on Universal Orlando property. And that, of course, is Universal's Cabana Bay Beach Resort. So the largest on-site hotel because it is just massive and sprawling. It opened up with the Cabana Courtyard and then it then expanded into the Lazy River Courtyard with all the towers, and then they opened the extra tower at the end with the great, amazing views of Volcano Bay. So just tons of rooms, and we've talked about it many times over and over again. This resort is a throwback to the 50s and 60s. Some of the hotels you would experience traveling up 95, going from Miami all the way up the coastline. So especially in the Florida area, it's inspired more or less by those. But and it is cool because like the picnic area they have at the resort, you'll see those same picnic tables with the weird V roof along a lot of the rest stops on I-95. So it's a nice throwback to that. So just and it travels because the Cabana Courtyard, like I said, that's channeling more of the 50s motel style. The 60s in the Lazy River Courtyard, that gets into the towers. And that is definitely it's progressed in terms of the aesthetic of it. And then finally the tower at the end, that's like when things got super fancy right at the end in the late 60s. And It's cool that it tells that story as it goes along in there. So if you're a fan of that time period, specifically the late 50s, early 60s, this hotel is absolutely for you. So kids love it. There's so much to do there. Even though it shouldn't appeal to me besides the aesthetic, I absolutely love this place. And I think it actually has a lot of appeal to older people who and I don't want to say this in a harsh way, but if you lived through the 50s and 60s, I feel like this could be a nice throwback reminder. Like, oh, I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we had furniture that looked like this and felt like this. So
there's no denying it's got a really, really cool vibe. And I love the suites. And I think they could get away with charging a lot more than they do.
Yeah.
And people would still like love staying at this resort, I think.
So, and while all the hotels have your standard, they have regular rooms, standard rooms, suites, all of this. This hotel is only broken down into two types of rooms. You have your regular standard rooms, and then you have your family suites. And those are your two options. In the Cabana Courtyard, those are all family suites. That's 900 in that area. And then there's an extra bunch in the other courtyard areas. And so definitely if you need more space that sleeps up to six people, you're going to want to look towards a family suite here. But then if you only need your regular queen bedrooms, then you still have your standard rooms. And the regular standard rooms start at $116 per night plus tax based on that four-night stay, and the family suites start at $156 per night plus tax based on the four-night stay, and that's just, again, that's starting to get closer and closer to that $100 per night limit there, that range. So it's definitely an affordable hotel. Again, no unlimited express because it's not a premier hotel, but you do get early park admission with it. Some cool dining all around. So the main food court areas, the Bayliner Diner, they keep dumbing it down from opening up with like classic 50s food to then
really
getting more and more boring as the ages go on. But the food quality is still amazing here. Different sections. So you have your pizza section, you have a burger station, you have a pasta station, sandwiches. There's a lot of good food. It's not as good as it used to be in terms of the selections, but the quality hasn't gone downhill, so it's still really tasty. You will not be disappointed. And they have themed resort cups there that you just absolutely have to get if you're a fan of souvenir cups.
I like the old commercials they play inside of there.
Yeah, they play all these retro throwback commercials from the 50s up on these massive TVs in the food court area, and it's a nice little added touch to it that just makes a dining experience there even that much better. They have the Hideaway Bar and Grill. That's in the Lazy River Courtyard. Mm-hmm. It is a bar, obviously, but it also does have quick service food if you need a little bit of snacks, so that's a good place to hit. If you just need a regular, over on the other side of the courtyards, they have the Atomic Tonic, and that's the pool bar.
Was it always called that, or was it renamed?
Nope. It's always been Atomic Tonic.
I knew it was Atomic, but I didn't know it was Tonic, but yeah.
Yep, I like this one too because it's got like the monkey and outer space theme. It's like rooted in that late 50s scheme. So then they also have one of the benefits of this, one of the perks of staying at this place, even though it does cost money, they do have a bowling alley here, the Galaxy Bowl, and they have dining in well too. So that's another option for you. There's a Starbucks right on site for you. So if you need that morning coffee, head to Starbucks and get it. And then my favorite lounge at the hotel and one of my favorites all over property is the Swizzle Lounge, because when it turns to night and the neon lights up in that hotel and the lights go down, it just has that classic Mad Men feel. And I love the Swizzle Lounge. So I've already talked about the pools a lot. The Cabana Courtyard has its massive pool, and it's like accented by this giant dive tower that's got a water slide going right through it.
It's so cool looking.
Yeah, it's very, very classy. It blew me away the first time I saw it, and it still does to this day. The Lazy River Courtyard doesn't have any big massive structure like that, but it does have a lazy river that you can go through. So you can buy an inner tube there to have, but... Or you can bring one from home, but there are none for free. And the reason for that is because they don't have on-site at the hotel, they don't have the facilities to actually clean the rafts.
Oh.
So because of that, you have to purchase them.
But that makes sense, I guess.
You know what? Cleanliness over over anything else for me. That's my opinion on it. And, you know, of course, they have the standard arcade that every other place has. And I already mentioned the bowling alley. But one of the greatest things about this place, while all hotels have a fitness center, this place has the Jack LaLanne fitness center.
Cool. It's fun. It's definitely a throwback. I mean, obviously, it's Jack LaLanne. But
yeah, if you're probably 20 or younger, you might have no idea what we're talking about. I feel like Jack LaLanne and infomercials would have been not on TV anymore 10, 15 years ago. Like, but
think the Arrested Development. Think Martin Short's character on Arrested Development is what I always think. Jack LaLanne. Like, that's who I am. Well, he was Uncle Jack.
Yeah, I'm trying. Well, I'm also trying to think of like what other fitness people are on there? Because I was going to be like, he's like an older version of Suzanne Summers.
Faye Dunaway, didn't she used to do the videos too? No, not her.
I don't even know. But Jack LaLanne, fitness guru, he had his blenders.
Olivia Newton-John, physical.
Yep, well, she got physical. It's a cool environment to work out in, a massive gym. So you will never have a problem getting a space here. And that brings us to our final one, and that is the one that's about to open up, which we don't have a ton of information on yet because, well, we're not inside to look at it, but we know what's already available, and that's Universal's Aventura Hotel, of course.
It's a big glass tower, yeah. So you can see it everywhere. It looks very cool.
Absolutely. 16 stories. This opens, if you're watching this before it opens August 16th. If you're watching after it, it's open. Congratulations. even takes the price another notch down because this is in the prime value category along with Cabana Bay. We're talking starting at $116 per night plus tax based on the four-night stay for a standard room. And then there are also kids' suites at this hotel. Like some of the other resorts have, this one starts at $216 per night plus tax based on the four-night stay.
Does this one have that iPad thing? Didn't that become a thing in one of the other resorts too?
No, this is the first one where a lot of the electronics in the room are going to be controlled with actually a tablet technology in there. So I'm very excited to get in and mess around with that. No express, but does have your early park admission to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. We talked about Urban Pantry a couple episodes back, and this is the main food court area here that it's based off of food halls all around the world. So it's going to have like the wok station, the burger station, the pizza station, just really eclectic food. And
wasn't there supposed to be there's an upstairs one too, a rooftop one,
that
right?
One's Bar 17, and they, as of recording this, they just recently came out with a lot of new information on the food and craft cocktails coming there. So
these pictures look delicious.
Yeah, and I think I
look at these tacos.
In terms of recording, we are a little bit off, but I believe we have already talked about this in another little mini thing.
Well, I remember the one talking about Urban Pantry because I was very excited about the diversity of food options you had there.
I will say, this is where we break that fourth wall here and we go behind the curtain. We haven't talked about it, you and I, at this point yet, but when this is released, I believe we will have talked about it.
I'm just saying, there are bao buns on this menu.
We already talked about it.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, gotcha.
Got it.
Gotcha.
So there's also going to be a lobby bar and your poolside bar there. There's a Starbucks at this hotel as well, too. So if you need your coffee, then they're going to have everything you would expect. They're going to have your pool with kids' splash zone attached, the fitness center, game room, store, all of that. So Aventura, very, very excited about it. All 16 stories of it. It is going to be a beautiful hotel. And again, if it's before August 16th, I can't wait for my stay there on August 16th. And if it's after, wow, I really hope I enjoyed my stay there on August 16th. But that is the lineup of hotels at Universal. So I hope that we provided you with a little, and I guess I didn't really talk about Aventura in sense of it. So it's very contemporary. Everything's sleek.
Yeah.
Lots of dark blues accented with grays and whites. Like Rhino mentioned, big, tall glass windows.
It looks like it's trying to be the building from Die Hard. Nagasaki Tower, whatever.
A little bit. I would say, especially because we have a lot of Disney fans who watch us, I would say that even though the contemporary goes for this style in their rooms, the building, the A-frame building of the Contemporary is stuck in that time period that it was built in the early 70s.
Nakatomi Tower. Nakatomi Plaza. Anyway, yeah.
But Aventura is like the Contemporary style for our day and age that we're in right now. So it'll be interesting to see in 50 years if people are like, look at what they thought Contemporary was back in the 2018s. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's the full lineup of hotels. I hope we shed a little bit of light on it for you and for people who forgot about them. Hopefully we maybe gave you some information on it that you forgot about that might be like, oh, well, maybe I do want to stay there. Yes, no, maybe so. But thank you, Rhino, for having this discussion with me. To everyone out there, thank you for listening and watching. If you need any more information, head over to disunplugged.com. That's the home of our show notes page for this show and all the others on the Dis Unplugged Podcast Network. You'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our email address, uopodcast@disunplugged.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead, hit that thumbs up button, leave us comments down below, and make sure you are subscribed. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, go ahead and rate and review us as well as subscribe, please. So thank you once again to everyone out there for listening and watching. We will see you again next week with another episode of the Dis Unplugged Universal Edition. But until then, remember, we still haven't changed the name.